Our Legion handbook tells us that the end of the campaigning has come, and a legionary lies nobly dead. Through all eternity, he will be a legionary, for the Legion has shaped that eternity for him. We come today to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass for the happy repose of my dad's soul, to thank God for his long and fruitful life of 87 years, to pray for the comfort of his family and friends, as we pray today for a very dedicated, loving husband of 58 years, father of 3 children, grandfather of 7, and a great man of faith, a devout Catholic and member of the Legion. My dad was born on April 30th, which is the eve of the feast day of St. Joseph the Worker. And St. Joseph the Worker, St. Joseph is the patron saint of husbands and fathers and the patron saint of a happy death. My dad died on January 31st, the feast day of St. John Bosco, the great juggling priest. And St. John Bosco, of course, was, when you look at his life, he was a teacher, he was a mentor. St. John Bosco was a man of incredible faith and trust in God, and also a wonderful sense of humor. When you read the writings of St. John Bosco, you'll read about the dream he had about the two pillars. And the two pillars were the Eucharist and the Blessed Mother. And really, that's what I want to share with you today, is give you some insights into my dad's spirituality based upon those two pillars of his relationship with Jesus, especially in the Holy Eucharist, and his relationship with our Blessed Mother. My dad had a very difficult childhood. He lost his own father when he was only 5 years of age. He never knew his father. But later on, as life would unfold, he would develop a very intimate relationship with God, his Heavenly Father. My dad's father was anti-Catholic. He would not allow my dad to be baptized. And so my grandmother, his mom, was able to sneak him out of the house one day, took him down to the church, explained everything to the priest, and the priest baptized my dad with, I believe, the other priest and maybe a secretary as his godparents. And later on, when they looked at the baptismal certificate, it was discovered that he was baptized on March 25th, the feast day of the Annunciation, the great feast day of our church, and really the most special feast day for us as legionaries, the Incarnation, the Annunciation. My dad was an only child. My grandmother, his mom, only had a 6th grade education. So as a young widow trying to raise him, she passed on the greatest thing that she could pass on, which was his Catholic faith. When we looked at my dad's report cards, when his 2nd grade report card, his 2 worst grades were in, believe it or not, religion and music. So you can never tell how somebody will turn out. But she passed on the faith to him, and my dad, you know, remained in the faith. And during his teenage years, he took different jobs to try to earn a living. And the job that he did every summer was to dig graves at the cemetery. And this gave him a lot of time for prayer and reflection and silence. Plus, he said it was a great job. He had a lot of people under him, he said. But then my dad's health broke down, and he was taken to the sanitarium for 2 years for tuberculosis. But these 2 years of suffering was a time of great spiritual growth. The wonderful priests, the nuns that would visit the sanitarium would bring him the great spiritual classics. My dad began to read the lives of the saints and the writings of the saints and the Imitation of Christ and meditate upon the Gospels and sacred scripture. And then as his life would unfold, he would join the Legion of Mary in Reading, Pennsylvania. Father Ignatius Zoll was the wonderful priest in Reading. He was introducing the true devotion to the Blessed Mother to his parish and the Legion of Mary. And he tried for 2 years to get my dad in the Legion. But my dad always refused for 2 years. But because Father Zoll was my dad's spiritual director, as the story goes, one day my dad went to confession to Father Zoll. And Father Zoll said, "Bill, for your penance, join the Legion of Mary." And he would remain in the Legion over 62 years. and it changed his life. He got to know the writings of St. Louis de Montfort, and through the Legion, he met my mom. They were married on the Blessed Mother's Nativity, September 8th, 1958. They went to Ireland to spend weeks with Frank Duff, had breakfast with Frank Duff every morning. They went to Lourdes on their honeymoon and consecrated their marriage to the Blessed Mother. But the most unique thing about their honeymoon was that they took the priest with them on their honeymoon. Father Zoll accompanied them to Ireland and to Lourdes. I've been a priest for 26 years. I've never once been invited to join any couples for whatever reason. Mom and Dad, after they came home from their honeymoon, they set up the Catholic shop here in Norristown, eventually had a store in Reading and Willow Grove, and even one in Pottstown for a little while, one in Virginia for 20 years. But it was because of the Legion that gave them a desire to share the faith, a desire to spread the faith, and to be apostolic, not to live life for themselves, but to live life for others, to share their Catholic faith. And so by having religious good stores with the statues and the rosaries and the books, it was a way to help save souls and to evangelize. And their whole life was the Catholic faith. During this time, they continued to grow in their true devotion to the Blessed Mother and their Legion spirituality. My dad would write poetry on the side and write music. And back in the 1970s and 80s, he went out to Hollywood and made 4 albums and of songs in honor of Jesus, the Blessed Mother, and Saint Joseph. Those albums became some of Mother Teresa's favorite songs. After Mother Teresa's death, the nuns came down to the Catholic shop and showed my dad Mother Teresa's personal journals, which she had hand-copied my dad's lyrics into her diary, into her journals, and used them as meditations and prayers. And so my dad would continue to, his love for the Lord and the Blessed Mother would overflow into the music and into the poems. He had a book of poems on the mysteries of the Rosary that was published back in the 1980s, beautiful reflections on the mysteries of the Rosary. So he continued to work in the store to raise us kids. He wanted to make sure that we had a very happy childhood, unlike his own. He did his very best to make Christmas such a wonderful time, to take us on trips and to give us the childhood he never had. He and my mom were Praetorian members of the Legion of Mary, which meant that they went to daily Mass and daily Holy Communion, doing this for over 60 years, praying the Rosary every day. My dad would say the entire Divine Office, the Liturgy of the Hours, every day as well. He had a room upstairs, which is his little chapel in the house, where he would pray and make a holy hour every morning, reading scripture and reading and spending time in prayer. And this would continue for many years. But in the last couple years, his health broke down, and he was then given a chance to carry the cross again, just like he had done years before with the tuberculosis or in his childhood. Now, at the end of his life, he was given the opportunity to be even more conformed to the image of Christ. The last couple years for him was like being on a retreat. His greatest joy, of course, taking care of my mom every day, taking care of her, and then having that opportunity to spend time in prayer and spiritual reading, revisiting all the great spiritual classics that he loved so much, which will become the very soul of his spirituality, Abandonment to Divine Providence by De Caussade, Trustful Surrender by St. Claude de la Colombière, Eugene Boylan's This Tremendous Lover, the writings of Father Garrigou Lagrange, Abbot Marmion, de Jager, so many of the great spiritual classics, the letters of John Chapman, and then all the writings of St. Louis de Montfort. And then for his casual leisure reading, he would read Tolkien and C.S. Lewis and Bishop Sheen and Frank Sheed and Peter Kreeft. Peter Kreeft's books on heaven made a profound impact upon my dad as he approached his death. And he tried to delve more and more into the mystery of the Blessed Trinity and what it means to live the life of Christ and have Jesus live within your life. He really took at it as his motto, "It is no longer I, but Christ who lives in me." He tried to really live this union with Christ. all at the same time keeping his sense of humor. When he was diagnosed and was discovered 7 months ago that he had advanced stage 4 cancer, the doctor said there's really not much they could do. He could not really do chemotherapy. My dad said, "That's fine. I wouldn't want to lose my hair." On another occasion, the nurses and doctors would come in to see him, and of course he was such a wonderful patient because his spirituality was to have no preferences, to just accept everything is coming from the will of God and from the hand of God. And on one occasion, the doctor who had worked with him before came into the room. We were about to go into another surgery, and my dad said to the doctor, accidentally, he said, "Oh, doctor, I remember you're the one who did my autopsy." And the doctor started laughing. He said, "Hey, I'm not that good." He said, "I think you mean your biopsy." But everybody in the whole operating room and was laughing because of this comment. So at the end, he went to the Lord as a very virtuous, very good, very holy man. And the secret of his spirituality, of course, was total consecration to Jesus through Mary, complete trust in God, total faith. My dad had the deepest faith of anyone I've ever met. Incredible, steadfast faith in the midst of the crosses, toils, and disappointments of life. And his spirituality was one to accept God's will in everything. Not only to accept God's will, but to embrace God's will and to thank God for everything. And he would talk about the joy that he had, even in the midst of suffering, this incredible deep joy that was in his soul because of his relationship with the Lord and the Blessed Mother. And we had the opportunity, the last couple weeks have been very difficult, of course, but it gave us the opportunity to say goodbye, at least temporarily, till we see him again, and to take care of him. And I want to thank my sister Edel and her husband Steve for doing such a tremendous job and taking care of my mom and dad over these last couple years here locally, since Nation and I are in Virginia. But it gave us the opportunity to spend time with him as well, to pray with him, to sit at his bedside, and of course, as a priest, being able to say daily mass for him and give him the anointing of the sick, the last rites, the apostolic pardon, the enrollment in the brown scapular, all these things to help prepare his soul to meet the Lord. So I would just conclude by saying that his spirituality were the two pillars, his love for Jesus, his union with Jesus, especially in the Holy Eucharist, and his love for Our Lady, especially the consecration and the Holy Rosary. And the two quotes that come to mind regarding my dad are, the scripture says, "How precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones." And the last quote is, "Well done, good and faithful servant, come share your master's joy. Eternal rest granted to dad, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen."